This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Video stream up and running. Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, X. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our show. Also, you don't miss Fesco and Dusty, The Drive with C-Dot and Rob. Makes it very easy. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us, as always, on a Tuesday. Of course, later on tonight, Vern's On Deck show, 6 o'clock, as the Royals try to get game two of this series against the Astros. 7-10 first pitch. It'd be Chris Bubich on the bump. You were looking up during the break. His over-under strikeouts tonight, 7.5?
I think maybe I had that one wrong, but it's okay. Still
that
high.
That seems high.
Yeah.
Seems very high.
I was trying to look up
it's
a bet
like
for
five
Vern's
and a half,
pregame
six
show.
Half.
Yeah. You know what? I got it mixed up because his pitching props aren't out there yet.
Okay.
Just Framber Valdez. They won't let me bet.
So Valdez is 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So he's we'll see. We'll see which way it goes. He's actually
4.5, 6.5
and plus 125 essentially for the plus money.
Okay.
But yeah, for Chris Bubich, it's probably 5.5, 6.5, something like that.
We'll get to the NBA draft lottery controversy, conspiracies from last night after the Dallas Mavericks end up with the number one overall pick. It's just great, great theater for the NBA, how that all transpired. And I think for once, I'll let the conspiracies actually exist on that one after the long history of NBA draft lotteries. But while we were gone last week, there was some more news on the Belichick front. And then last night I saw there was more updates from Pablo Torre talking about Bill Belichick and his family reportedly maybe being worried about how Jordan and whoever else has knowledge of their relationship could be leveraging Bill Belichick in the future. And could North Carolina get cold feet because of it? Listen to Pablo Torre.
So the story behind this is that this was reportedly filmed, of course, at Jordan's abode. She has this whole real estate venture. She has this, you know, budding real estate empire that I didn't report, but others did. Now, the question I had as a reporter when I saw that video and am haunted by that video, audio as well, is how did the Daily Mail get that video? Huh. How does one get internal ring cam footage from a home? If it wasn't Jordan Hudson, who was it? And what other videos might have been taken without Bill Belichick's knowledge at almost age 70, wandering around like a bear in the woods on a porch looking for food? How else could they ensure that there is nothing else that could be monetized or used against the highest paid employee in the state of North Carolina? It's just a question that I think people, well, I can report now exclusively that Bill Belichick's family is worried about, that they're looking into. And I feel like the university that says I'm a liar might want to do the same.
The video that he's referencing was the one from over a year ago,
yeah, I remember
where
that.
Belichick was on the porch leaving what we now know is Jordan Hudson's apartment, house, whatever. And he's shirtless. It just was a ridiculous video. And so Pablo Torre is reporting. He is saying that he is hearing that his family is concerned that they could leverage other things against Belichick that could harm him in the future. and that he might be deep into this whole thing. Because it is true. It's like, how did this website get the ring footage? You can't just grab Cody's ring footage off his, he has to give it to you or somebody else.
Or someone who works at Ring or who's something. Not even supposed to have access to
like,
it. Sure.
It's not something that, like, anybody can just go pull off the internet. I understand people can hack into stuff, but let's be realistic for a second. Like, they're alleging, it sounds like, that somebody, maybe her family, whatever, somebody got access to that. So
I'm trying to think of the best hacker movie to reference there for a minute.
Yeah. But it's mentioning that North, this could be the reason why Bill Belichick doesn't make it to week one of the season, that North Carolina could say, all right, we don't want this to blow up in our face and become a huge, huge problem.
So the $1 million buyout is interesting.
June 1st.
Because he'd have to quit himself, buy himself out of his contract, then buy him out of it. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, if they fired him, then it gets into, like, is it with cause or not? You know, and do they owe him X amount of money? I don't know how that would all play out.
Can't imagine to be with cause. You can't just cite a girlfriend and say cause.
No, but I'm sure there's language where you can, I don't know the terminology. You could claim it's interfering with, you know, job duties, or it's causing, misrepresentation of the university or bad, you know, you could probably come up with some reason for it.
The one thing I'll say about the leverage video, and I think we all understand the kind of things they're hinting at in this scenario to go with it.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say about that is this feels like the thing that would happen in any family when someone older is dating someone younger.
Ah, okay.
65-year-old Alex finds himself a 25-year-old girl and they start dating. Your family would immediately turn into, like, what is she trying to do here? What is she up to? Like, I just think, like, families immediately turn it into that because they start questioning the legitimacy.
But in this case, Bill Belichick's also worth, you know, $30 million or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you could be worth $30 million. You got time?
No, I won't. $30 million in this case, that's where the leverage thing comes into play even more. Yeah. And you're wondering, what is the end game here? Do you guys think thank you. The word I was looking for, a phrase, conduct detrimental to the program. Thank you. That was what I was looking for. Do you guys think he coaches week one? Is he still the coach week one at North Carolina? Sorry. When's their first game, tough. Drew? You probably have the schedule memorized.
August 29th is my guess.
Who are they playing?
I think it's a primetime game against TCU.
Well, I already think he's done in the NFL. Like, if that was already, if you hadn't already gotten there, everything that's going on now is going to scare every NFL team away. Unless for some reason he does coach in North Carolina and wins 11 games, I guess.
September 1st. So I think that's the Monday. I think
that's my birthday.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Sunday or Monday night. I can't remember. But it is in prime time.
I didn't have to play the drop. I just thought I'd say it the same way.
Monday. It is a solo Monday night game after week one. It's like the tail end of week one. It's the final game of week one.
I think he coaches.
I still think
he coaches at North Carolina. This stuff has been certainly all over the news and is not going anywhere, but I mean, he's coaching, right?
I still think there's a...
What percentage chance do you think he gets canned before he ever coaches a game?
I think there is a 10 to 20% chance that in random day in June, holiday weekend, Memorial Day, or July 4th weekend, there's a statement and Bill Belichick and North Carolina have parted ways. I think there's a 10, 20% chance that happens.
I think it's definitely in that range where we're like the first time this came up, like after the CBS morning interview, after all that, it's questioned, there's questions being asked, but now there's more reporting. It sounds like there's more actual legitimate concern. He's the highest paid public employee in North Carolina. So all of a sudden you're getting not only the school's representation,
the state's
representation.
Someone said, don't they have something in the contract where Belichick's son gets to take over? That was always the rumor. I don't think that actually ever happened.
I don't think it got in writing. Yeah,
always kind of the speculation that he would take the job and his son eventually would take over. I think that's what he would love to do if everything worked out. But right now, like, we're just asking, is he going to make it to week one, let alone coach there for 3 or 4 years?
Has there been any footage that I haven't seen any? I know that Gio Lopez recently transferred there, but I haven't seen any footage of Belichick coaching on the practice field.
When's his interview with Strahan?
Oh, yeah. You said
Friday.
That's today on the Today Show?
Good Morning America.
Sorry.
Friday,
Good Morning
I believe,
America.
is when it was. Let me
Friday morning, Good Morning America.
With Strahan.
With Michael Strahan.
It's a more comfortable setting, I think, for Belichick, I guess, in that regard.
Is
but
it?
I mean,
The last interview went pretty weird, man.
At least it's with a guy that played. At least it's with a guy that played in the NFL and everything. At least it's with somebody who's football related.
Is this interview supposed to include, or is this just another interview for his book?
It's probably about his book, but.
Oh, you think this was already on the tour, or is this a PR, like,
CYA.
let's clean things up, too?
I think it's more CYA, but I bet you there's something in there about the book. There's probably something in there about the program. Like, Belichick's probably just begging.
Strahan probably protect
he's
him
begging
more.
Strahan to they give should him just one do football a sit question.
Down. Like, at this point, they should honestly, like, other than just don't talk anymore, they should just do a sit-down interview.
Coach,
just go ahead and put it up. Just put it all out there, unless there is really something to hide, and have them both sit there and do the interview and be done with it and say this is the last time and be done. Oh. But if there is way more to the story and she's controlling everything, then that won't ever happen. And then I don't think he ends up coaching.
Speaking right now at ACC spring meetings. It's on ESPN.
He's speaking. Oh, I'm watching right here. Okay, there's the TV.
It's spring meetings.
He's talking about football, or
it's the ACC.
He looks relaxed and happy. I hope Jordan walks across the screen.
It's supposed to be about football, so because it's the ACC spring meeting. So
they're showing old photos of him as a kid, where his dad was the coach at Navy. Right, I think that's what they're showing right now. I mean, you know, Jordan's like offset right now, staring, watching the interview.
He's just behind this Clemson logo.
By the way, seeing Belichick just randomly smile is hilarious to me. I don't know why.
It never looks right. It never looks right.
Yeah.
I tried to ask him a question once in like a room, like a press conference during a Super Bowl radio row, because I was like, I just want to ask Bill Belichick one question, and I got the most non-answer of all time. I mean, just like didn't even scratch the surface of any portion of it.
His appearance with Strahan is on Friday morning, so you guys can be looking out for that. I'm sure
I'll keep an eye out for these clips of these ACC stuff.
Oh, I was going to say, this is supposed to be
business,
football related,
professional
though.
And so business relationship. They've made that very clear.
Bill probably is loving this because this is supposed to be only football and all about football.
Huh. Okay, the interview's already over.
I guess so. I mean, their appearances are normally about 15 minutes. So I think he's been on for the last 10 minutes.
North Carolina's first game is in Ireland.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Is that right? No. I know K-State, I thought, was playing in Ireland.
We have Farmageddon in
Iowa. In K-State in Ireland. North Carolina, TCU is not in Ireland, is it?
Farmageddon is in Ireland this year. Let me make sure because I don't know.
I did just see the news. Adam Schefter was tweeting a little bit more about that first game that the Chiefs will be a part of, the Sao Paulo game, the one they're going to officially announce tomorrow, but everyone knows the Chiefs are in against the Chargers. He did say that YouTube will... Now, again, I think there'll be a local broadcast. But YouTube will be the exclusive streamer, which we knew. But he said it'll be worldwide for free on YouTube for audiences across the world. So, like, that's a huge audience to watch your game. Part of me wonders if that's why the Chiefs or the Chargers and all these teams are like, yeah, screw it. Massive audience, YouTube across the globe for free for anyone to watch the Chiefs game. That's a tough one to turn down, isn't it, if you're the Chiefs? Like, and the Chiefs don't have to agree.
Yeah.
It's more about the Chargers, but
I'm with you. By the way, UNC TCU Ireland next year.
Yeah, this year it's in Chapel Hill because Bill Belichick is first game at UNC. It's getting all the promotion and everything like that. But Farmageddon is, which it feels unfortunate. You know, it's cool, but it also Dublin's getting Farmageddon. Not, I don't know who's. I think K-State's hosting it technically. Mm-hmm. They're the home team, so Manhattan misses out on it.
I believe that is correct. All right, NBA draft lottery last night. We don't talk a ton of NBA on the show.
You rigged NBA draft lottery,
but
you mean?
That's what people are saying. And people have been saying it for many years. Typically, I stay away from the whole conspiracy theory stuff. This is one that there's a lot of evidence at the NBA. When they want some team to draft number one, that team drafts number one. For those that aren't familiar with the process, the NBA does a draft lottery based off of obviously where you finish. There's also different like criteria that guarantees you can't fall below a certain point. The Jazz and the Wizards had the best odds to get the number one overall pick. They did not. The Wizards got the worst case scenario for them. They are not picking anywhere near number one.
No, missed it by a lot.
The Dallas Mavericks, who had a 1.8% chance to be the number one overall pick, got the number one overall pick, and they will draft Cooper Flagg after trading away Luka to LA. And so a lot of people are saying, well, this is interesting. Huh. Dallas, number five media market in the NBA, lost their biggest star. Their fans were fed up with the organization, and now we just gifted them the opportunity to draft the next big star while also helping out LA and the Lakers media market. And so I get it. Like, I get, and we know there was other examples. Patrick Ewing going to the Knicks. LeBron, obviously, the year he left, and the next year the Cavs got a top pick. You brought up Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, or the time was the Charlotte Hornets, I guess, or whatever. But like,
There's a million examples.
It's very weird.
Very convenient a bunch of times.
My thing to simplify this is, why not? The draft lottery was live last night. Sealed envelope. Why do they not have, like, the Powerball? Have literally
the ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls right there on stage, and let's pull right.
You can
right
still
out
technically
of
rig those, but it's a lot harder for people to complain.
Correct. People, there will always be somebody that complains something's rigged. We all know that. That's just life.
Yeah.
But that would make it a little more transparent than the deputy commissioner just pulling a sheet of paper up and the fourth pick and just naming the team. Like, and everybody's like, where did this come from? This came out of thin air, as in Adam Silver or the owners just made it happen.
And again, it's so hard to ignore that the year after LeBron left, they get the number one pick and get Kyrie. The year after Anthony Davis leaves, they get the number one pick. Right after they trade Luka, Derrick Rose when it's the hometown kid. Like, there's just too many examples. LeBron and Cleveland, like, some are just, like, so obvious. Either they are just the luckiest league in the world, right?
Yeah.
Or it's not. It'd be like, so, like, let's just say the NFL had a draft lottery, which I think if at 2
TV
o'clock
would be amazing.
Carrington, sounds like Carrington's going to be very pro that at 2 o'clock.
Sounded like it.
I don't think that there's a big tanking problem in the NFL. I think there's just a bad team problem. And I honestly think it might increase tanking in the NFL in a lot of ways, because if you're the sixth team and now you got a chance for the number one pick at a quarterback you would have never had a shot at, you might be losing. You'd be more likely to lose late than before in the NFL, where quarterback matters all the world. But that would be like, in, if there was an NFL draft lottery and the team with a 1 point, that's the chance, 1.8% chance of getting the number one overall pick next year, happens to be the Saints in the year that Arch Manning is the number one pick. That's nonsense. We immediately reeks.
Look, it reeks in the NBA, no doubt. I would say, though, I also don't think teams like the Wizards, who haven't been relevant in years, should also get rewarded for tanking, which is so.
I don't think the NFL is a tanking problem. Basketball did.
I agree.
They've got a bad problem.
I agree. But like the Wizards, I mean, just all year you had the Jazz as well. The fact that neither one of them even got a top two pick.
A top four pick.
Top four, yeah. Is crazy. Heck, the Spurs, who already have Wimby and just drafted Castle last year, they still got the second overall pick. For them, how the heck did they pull that one off too?
And Philadelphia has Embiid coming back from injury, Maxey coming back from injury, Paul George, and they get the third overall pick. So it's like really crazy how that all happens. But hey, you know what? If you tank, you shouldn't be getting the first round pick, first overall pick anyways.
Again,
if you're expressively doing it, you shouldn't be allowed to get the first overall pick.
Does anyone think that NFL teams are tanking, though?
No.
Because, like, I'll just be dead.
No.
Last year's a perfect example of this. There were, like, three teams that had a chance for the number one overall pick, and they kept screwing each other over in different weeks.
Because the coaching...
Winning games, pushing themselves further down. Yeah.
Coaching in the NFL, the coach, the general manager, that front office, and obviously the guys in the locker room, they don't operate that way. They just don't operate that way. It's a different... In the NBA, it's more accepted, even within the front office, that it's known that, hey, it might be better for us to not, like, and in the NBA, players have more, that league has way more power within the players. So if a team is not doing well as well, you have a team like the Heat where Jimmy Butler just flat out says, I'm not going to show up anymore. And eventually I know you're going to have to trade me to the Warriors.
Yep.
And that's what happened.
Well,
like,
and so the Utah Jazz just extended their coach to 2031.
They can still fire him, but
for them to hand out a 6-year extension,
because they wanted to lose.
They've been miserably bad for the last couple of years. It's not like it's just been this one.
Well,
ever since Mitchell and Gobert were gone, they have stunk. And they're extending, as soon as you're extending the coach for that, like there's no, I don't want to say accountability, but there's no accountability for having bad seasons as an NBA coach. And it's accepted to be bad because you might be able to change your franchise around.
I don't know if it's accepted for the coaches to have a bad year. I mean, just like the NHL, NBA coaches get fired left and right. Other than Steve Kerr, the last, 4 or 5 coaches that have won a title out the door.
And then the
Nuggets could end up in the Western Conference Finals after all this still.
Yeah.
They might have ended up in the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, with their coach anyway. A lot of this is just, I don't think it happens in the NFL. I think it's harder to tank. There's less games. I know we as fans said suck for luck, right? Like,
sure.
I understand
fans.
That might be the only tank job in the NFL that's ever, maybe, because they're playing Curtis Painter and Kerry Collins for a certain point of the season.
Here's the other thing about tanking that I don't understand. If fans are okay with it, why the hell do you care as a league? Like, if fans, like, suck for luck and want your team, then what do you care? If the fans are okay with taking, what do you care?
Because you don't let fans make your decisions. Because fans sometimes can be irrational as well. Not that organizations are run perfectly by any means, but you don't let fan sentiment dictate how you operate. That also can get very ugly and dangerous and all of that. Not that doesn't mean, like, if I'm, look, at some point you look at, like, the Giants, you're like, hey, man, you guys have screwed it up long enough. Maybe you should listen to the fans after a while. Maybe the Jets, you should. But in general,
Giants should listen to his kid.
Well, yeah, the video from last year about drafting, what's his name, Jaden Daniels, right? Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. I will say this, though. Thoughts about it being rigged aside with the NBA lottery. Top-notch content and theater for the NBA, though. Like, this is exactly what we're talking about. It. And also, next year, having Cooper Flagg in their number five media market in the NBA is good for the league. It just
that's
is.
That's why it reads.
I know. But you maybe understand, just, like, I also think it's somewhat hilarious that Harrison, the GM that overnight traded their biggest superstar since Dirk Nowitzki to the Lakers, is now going to get gifted. Mm-hmm. Now, their fans are going to benefit, so props to Mavs fans who thought their franchise was toast.
To cheer for Luka, as he was
but
in a different colored uniform.
But he now gets bailed out by having Cooper Flagg part of the organization. He'll have Cooper Flagg with Kyrie Irving next year.
Yeah, it's a lot of it is just kind of going... It stinks, but yeah, maybe it's just happenstance. Maybe. I am not willing to say 100%. But yeah, for Mavs fans, I'm happy for them, sure.
Yeah.
But like, I don't feel bad for any top 10 media market in the NBA, because those are the teams that'll be in the competition for Giannis. You know? Like, when NBA stars move around, the top 10 markets always have a chance to get those guys in the NBA, because the NBA moves players. This is another reason why I don't think the NFL needs, a system like this, because NFL, if you get a star, they're with you forever for the most part. Very rare that a star would ever leave your town. They're yours for life. So, like, if you stink and you get the right quarterback, well, then at least they're there for life. They're not moving on to other things. You don't need, like, another chance to get back into the top. If you can rebuild, you are rebuilt in the NFL, especially if you got quarterback figured out. So it's like, and I don't know. I just don't see it very often. It does make for entertaining TV. There's no doubt. The Dallas Mavericks getting announced to get Cooper Flagg essentially last night is...
I will understand all the rigged theories until they show the actual, you know, ping pong balls, like it's the Powerball or something. They do that, people still claim it, but like, you got it. That's the easy fix. But they don't want to do that because a lot of people think that there's a person involved or an organization involved that is saying, hey, this year, we need Dallas to have a superstar. We cannot have a market like Dallas without a star. Oh, LA is about to lose LeBron James. They need a star. Luka, let's force him to Dallas. Like, I get why people think that way. We push back on it a ton because in the NFL last year was ridiculous when people were claiming the refs were, of course, rigged towards the Chiefs, right? This actually has a little more leg than the ref stuff by far.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that has happened for 20 or 30 years for a bunch of different franchises in the NBA. It's not like they're just doing it for one. The Knicks have benefited from this, people think. The Pelicans/Hornets, and obviously the other example would have been the Cleveland Cavaliers. So there's just been a lot of examples.
Just a million teams in the NBA.
Coming up next, we will get to what's trending right here on Cody and Gold.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals back in action tonight. It'll be Chris Bubich on the mound, 7:10 first pitch. Vern's on deck show at 6 o'clock right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. Trying to get game two of this series against the Stros. Royals scored 7 last night. We'll take that again.
Only came in like the first 4 innings and came in two different inning spurts with 2 outs a couple of times. But hey, runs are runs. Not here to complain. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about Chris Bubich, who has been very good for the Royals. What more do we expect out of him this season? Next up on What's Trending, the NFL has announced their full slate of international games. The highlights include the Vikings, who will play in Dublin and in London in back-to-back weeks, taking on two different opponents. The first team since the Jags to spend more than a week out there. Maybe they think they're getting an advantage in the your body gets used to it. Mm-hmm. They will likely probably get the bye, I imagine, right after that. So a week 6 bye as well. The other standout thing is the NFL did announce about 15 minutes ago that for people across the country who'll be tuning in for that Chargers game against the Chiefs on September 5th, that game will be free for everyone over on YouTube globally. So worldwide will be available. Still have the local television product available as well. But that game will be available on YouTube, YouTube TV, and in the local markets for free. I know people like the for free part of it.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten all these conversations with FanDuel TV, formerly Bally's.
That's right. That's right. Next up, NBA postseason continues tonight. Pacers could wrap up their series against the Cavs this evening. They're up 3-1. The Nuggets and Thunder series tied at 2 apiece. Game 5 tonight. That's the late game. Of course, yesterday the Celtics fell to the Knicks. New York up 3-1. And the story with that one is Jason Tatum. Very serious lower body injury. Everybody's fearful that it is a torn or ruptured Achilles. I still have not seen anything come across. I don't know if you guys have yet. MRI expected today, but the expectation is it could be that, which would be not just obviously done for the series, but done for all of next season as well.
Next up on What's Trending, Trey Hendrickson, who did show up to Cincinnati's minicamp today, says he will not play, or at least there's reports, that he will not play unless he gets a new contract with the Cincinnati Bengals. He did appear, again, for voluntary workouts on Tuesday, not in uniform, and address the media. We obviously saw his statement to ESPN yesterday, but there are multiple reports, and he said on Tuesday that this season under his contract is an apparent escalation of his dispute with the team, and that he's, I mean, the original claims are that he just won't play under this deal, so we'll see. That means, could you imagine if they had to trade him? So then they trade him, they get less value, it's picks for next year, and your pass rush stinks? Because, like, at least now, with Trey Hendrickson, who did he lead the league in sacks last year?
He led the league in sacks last year.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably another player.
Somebody asked him if he was going to play under this current contract, and he said no. So that's straight from him.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
There you go. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Someone was saying, hey, Mark Cuban, you guys were talking about the NBA draft lottery. Yeah. Mark Cuban is an owner. He still is, but not the majority owner. He owns 27% of the team. How come he doesn't get more heat? There was an interview that Mark Cuban gave after Luka was traded, and he was quoted as saying, if I had any influence, the trade wouldn't happen. There's your answer. That's why he's not getting heat. He's not the majority owner anymore. He said, if I was the majority owner, it would not have happened. That's all he can say.
He gave away his basketball operations title, I think. Correct. Is mainly what it was. He's just there to go to games and have a good time.
Correct. He sold a huge chunk of the team to the Adelman family or whatever, I believe, out of Vegas. And he still has a stake, but he's not making decisions on trades or influencing trades anymore.
Yeah, I'd simply answer the question and be like, don't you think they should? I said, well, I don't think they're in the day-to-day operations if you're a 27% owner. The exact response I got back was, how would you know, though? Cody, have you ever owned 27% of a professional team?
Have you?
I have not.
Have you? Can you confirm?
I have not owned 20. Do you think I'd be doing this job if I've owned 27% of any professional team?
You're on 27%?
If I have 27% of Sporting, the Current, the Comets, I'm not sure I'd have to. You know, it doesn't matter the team. Outside of that, I think I'd know, but I just, like, part of it is just not typically how business structures the sport. Or is there
it's more just
I don't
the
know
interview.
That as a fact,
the
but also the interview said that
he
yeah.
confirmed that he doesn't have any influence.
That he doesn't.
Stuff.
Yeah. He doesn't have the influence that you typically want in that. And look, I'm not saying he deserves, like, he probably feels really bad because had he not sold that portion of the team, Luka's still probably a member of the Dallas Mavericks because Clark Hunt does have, like, before they traded, I don't know, the biggest star in the team. They would ask Clark.
Yeah, but
right before they traded Tyreek,
he owns the entire team, though. I mean, his family owns the team. It's a little bit different. And the same texter said, do we not think Mark Cuban was in the loop? Look, I don't think Mark Cuban found out from Shams, if that's what you're asking, or Shams, like that, if that's what you're asking.
I just think he didn't have a say in the choice.
Correct. And he said as much. That if he had influence, the trade wouldn't happen. That's a pretty damning quote to put out if you were lying. He knows what role he has. He doesn't. He sold a majority of his stake in the team.
Is this also the first year that he's not been the full
I think
owner?
It happened a year or two ago.
Okay, because I was going to say, imagine if this is the first, like, he sold it, then they traded Luka the exact year.
That would be
ridiculous.
Texas line 913-586-7965. Somebody else says they don't even control 27% of their marriage.
Nah, that's probably right under the number for me. 30%?
You get 30% say in your marriage?
40, maybe 40 feels, depending on the day.
Depending on the day.
You know?
Yeah.
I think Drew, it's like a snap count. My snap count is like Leo Chanel. It's like, 27% on like a given day, but there might be a day I play 40, 45, 50%, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it varies. You know, there's certain PT I get, certain days I'm coming off the bench, other days I'm starting. I mean, it happens that way.
Just kind of depends.
A majority of the time I'm coming off the bench is what
majority of the time.
I'm just saying.
He's not a starter, you know?
Correct. A majority of the time she's the starter.
He knows
she deserves to be the starter.
She's the quarterback. He's just the guy running around trying to get the ball.
I'm cool with being the sixth man. It's fine with me.
Somebody said from the 903, KC Mavericks, just heard you talk about the comments. The Mavs playing the Cable Dommer and are in the playoffs.
Yeah,
the ECHL semifinals, if I remember right. Good for them. Mavericks have been a really good team out there in the ECHL. Hockey's fun live. We went to a Golden Knights game together, didn't we? Or not together, but like in the same general
area. Been to a couple. Hockey in person is way different, man. Way different. The speed is insane, especially NHL. But yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It's like the speed is what gets you. Just like if you're in the NBA and you're sitting somewhere near lower, you're like, I don't think I ever realized that those people jump that high. Doesn't look that high in or move that fast. Someone the other day was talking about seeing, I can't remember who it was now, was talking about seeing like Kyrie live and like, I've never seen a body move the way, like, the agility in which he moves up close is quite a bit different. So give yourself a chance. Go watch some playoff hockey. I don't know when their next game is, but I'm sure you can find it at kcmavericks.com. I don't know it offhand, you know? I'm just trying to help
them out. I mean, I'm guessing. Yeah.
I'm guessing. Let's I know that's their here, website name, but I mean, outside of that, I'm not sure.
There you go.
Let's talk a little bit about the Royals. You and I earlier in the show had talked about how I think the biggest criticism for people who are like, doubting the Royals. And right now the Royals are on a 94-95 game pace. So I don't know why you'd be doubting anything in particular in the bigger picture. But like, I understand the notion of being concerned about the offense and this other stuff. The one we get a lot is they can't beat winning teams. And it largely is because that's not a small sample size, Gold, if you lump this year's team in with last year's team and then pivot those two teams together. And then you start looking at the Royals' strength of schedule the rest of the way, and they have the fifth or sixth, I can't remember the exact number now, fifth or sixth hardest schedule remaining the rest of the way. Does that concern you? Because I gotta be honest, it feels a little early, fifth hardest, a little early on the concern meter, other than the fact that they got the Dodgers, the Mets, the Tigers a bunch, that kind of stuff.
I have to stop you for a second.
What happened?
We're talking Royals, so it is relevant. Is this real?
What is
the Royals just said on their Twitter account, they announced have signed left-handed pitcher Rich Hill to a minor league contract. He will report to surprise, expected to join AAA soon. If this is the same Rich Hill, it has to be.
It's a real account.
He's 45 years old? Hold, what? Cody, he's different Rich Hill? Has to be, right? No?
Oh, man, I mean, he
pitched in the Red Sox organization last year.
Rich Hill stats. Okay, so
he's 45.
I guess they're getting ready to call up Avila or getting ready to call up Cameron to do something, because like, why else? You just need like a dude to throw.
He is going to sprint. This is the same Rich Hill. Yeah, 45 years old, born March 11th, 1980. Man, he debuted 25 years ago.
Still
or at age 25, I'm sorry. And yeah, he's 45. He pitched last year for Boston in 3 2/3 of an inning. Why? I mean, legitimately, like this is more of like, what's the thought here? Signing a 45-year-old? I've never seen this before.
He might just be sending his resume out to different teams.
I say his nickname?
God.
I'll say it this way. You guys will pick up on it. His real nickname is Richard Mountain, but it's not Richard. Mm-hmm. But Richard Mountain is his nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so
he's 45.
One, this guy just loves playing baseball. Let's just make that very clear. There is no way you report to Omaha, Nebraska at 45 years old to pitch in AAA with no guarantee of making the minor or the majors and feeling good about it.
Uh-huh.
But dead serious.
What? What's the point here?
Do they just need like...
They just need an arm? Like literally an arm. Can you just give us innings in AAA?
I can be honest. Is someone hurt?
My initial instinct
on this is always like, well, we need someone to make starts, and Rich Hill will.
Yeah.
And Noah Cameron or Avila or some of the other guys that are like in the minors pitching well are getting ready to cut. Like, is someone hurt? Because
maybe.
And they just need like, they don't want to call anyone up from AA yet because they don't think they're ready to get the promotion.
But there's nobody else. There's not like some 38-year-old. Like, what? 45-year-old to pitch?
I got to think that you could say his nickname, but now I'm worried about it.
No.
Richard Mountain. Let's just stick with Richard Mountain.
We can only get in so much trouble in a couple of week time period,
Richard
fellas.
Richard Mountain.
Let's just call it Richard Mountain until we clear it with legal. Let's make sure, let's be good before we start saying the name.
Here we go. So he has pitched for 13 different teams in his career. According to Jake Eisenberg, if he ever made it to the big leagues with the Royals, he would tie Edwin Jackson for the MLB record of most teams played with 14. What I want to know, Jake Eisenberg.
Set a record.
The oldest player to pitch in the big leagues in the modern era.
In the modern era.
Yeah, not way back. Modern
Nolan
era.
Ryan?
45. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be those guys, right?
How old was
Nolan Ryan?
How old was Clemens?
Younger than
not
Nolan
45
Ryan.
Though.
Nolan Ryan made a start, I think, when he was 50, dude.
46. Nolan Ryan was 46.
Okay.
Outing for Nolan. So Rich Hill would still be a year younger than Nolan Ryan.
This is why he's still playing. This is why he's still playing. He wants to try to.
I don't know. I had to stop you, Cody, on the strength of schedule thing, because crazy.
That's fine.
This is kind of crazy.
I'm just trying to look up. Again, I'm looking at like. It just depends on which one, because some of these guys, it's like it goes back to like. The 20s and aughts and Satchel Paige pitching at 60 or whatever.
45-year-old.
Julio Franco.
He's still getting signed. He's still getting deals. Good for him.
Jamie Moyer. You missed it. Jamie Moyer, 49 years, 191
days. There you go.
49.
Jamie Moyer.
That's the most modern day, unless you count Hoyt Wilhelm, who pitched in 1972.
Jamie Moyer is the answer. So
how long ago was that?
He'll be like
1972. I mean, that was
so Rich Hill, if he ever made it to the big leagues, which, by the way, a lot would have to go wrong for that to happen, I believe. He would be like the third or fourth oldest pitcher to pitch.
Yeah, he wouldn't be quite as old as Nolan Ryan or Jesse Orosco somehow pitch when
he's probably
he was still
just
going to
pitch in AAA for a couple months.
Everybody likes
or a week.
Everybody thought it was Bartolo Colon. Evidently,
he's quite a bit. He's quite a bit down.
How old was Colon? Not 45, though.
No,
right?
He was like, yeah, he was 45. 45, 121 days.
Wow. On his last, so he was right on 45. So he's the same age as Rich Hill. Bart Tolkien now is 51, by the way.
Clemens was also 45, to your defense, yeah. Drew. I was thinking he was a little bit younger than some of these guys.
Still, though, signing a 45-year-old is just wild. And I don't care how, it's a wild thing to do.
I'm just confused. Like, normally when you sign a guy like this, you got like kind of a plan for it. The pitching staff's really shored up right now, right?
I think.
They got five starters they like. He's got relief pitchers they like.
He hasn't pitched for anybody this year. He was a free agent. He was just a free agent. He was on the Red Sox last year and pitched, what did I say, three innings last year for the Red Sox.
So you're saying he was just on the street?
Yep. Hmm. Yep. And he's going to surprise, going to throw. And then if all goes well, he'll be in AAA in the next, you know, week or two or three or whatever.
Yeah, Satchel Paige is the oldest one according to all records. Modern era, and the records were a little shakier during those early portions, and like Satchel was always lying about his age, I think, was kind of like the scene. So
wouldn't you be
concerned
at that age that your arm would just fall off throwing? If you throw it a little bit too hard, your arm is finished.
I just, like you said, Cody, he just loves the game of baseball. There's no other reason to keep playing. There's no other
you
reason.
You have to love baseball.
AAA especially.
How much do you think he's made in his career?
I don't know, $150 million? He signed a pretty good deal with the Dodgers once.
He was a fourth-round pick back in 2002. $79 million is what he's made in his career.
Okay.
And last year, because of prorated stuff, it looks like he made cash, like $75,000 or something, because he barely played.
Yeah, he's made enough. He wants to make the. He wants to play in the big leagues again. Maybe his kids are younger, and he wants to see his kids pitch in the big leagues.
$18 million in 2019 with the Dodgers.
You see this text from the 816?
Someone says they must want CAG to have a father figure in Omaha. Says Joe in Gladstone.
Love it.
Want him to have a father figure, you know, someone to really. I will tell you, if CAG is called up next week and Rich Hill's still there. Talk about a dichotomy.
Oh, how is he relating to a clubhouse?
A 22-year-old guy who just got out of Florida like a year ago.
He's talking to one of his kids
college.
Basically at that age. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Not basically. I don't know how old Rich Hill's kids are, if he has kids, but I'm sure.
If it's Rich Hill. Did not expect to be talking about Rich Hill, Richard Mountain today.
No. Good for him, man. He's been around forever.
Again, he made $18 million in 2019 with the Dodgers.
Damn. Oh, you know what? I do remember that contract because they just wrote that number off. They, by the time it was done, they just gave him the money and told him to leave because they didn't need him towards the
end. Last
He's
good
got a
year.
Career 401 earned run average, yeah. Man. That's pretty good.
His last good year pitching was 2022 with Boston, 4.27 ERA, 124 in the third inning pitched. 2023, the Padres, 27 innings, 8.23. The last season that he pitched more than 27 innings was 2023. Again, I don't think he's ever making it to the big leagues, possibly, personally. But again, I don't know if you guys think he is. A lot would have to go wrong for that to happen.
Someone said JJ or someone he trusts saw something. Unless he's throwing 90 at 45, then I don't know what he's seeing.
I mean, he's already had a successful career, so it's different. It's not like the plot of the rookie is happening here, okay? But like, as far as an age thing, it reminds me of the guy who's been thrown on an oil rig or something, an oil field.
I mean, if you think I'm not going to text JJ Piccolo when this show's over and be like, "So Rich Hill, huh? What do we think? You know, what's the angle?" Because that's what I'm curious about. Like, what's the angle? Do you just need someone to make a couple of starts in AAA, or do you think this guy actually has a path to the majors?
I don't know, man. Rich Hill, was he also coaching high school somewhere? I'm not sure.
I don't know. You said he was just a free agent. He was just on the street.
You're saying he was like Philip Rivers, like just
no. He was Dennis Quaid, is what he's like. Dennis Quaid.
Well, I just mean like coaching high schoolers, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Rich Hill. Huh. Now this is a different Rich Hill. Okay. Other one I was pulling up. There's a Rich Hill that coaches Hawaii baseball. That's not the same guy.
No.
It's a tough spot to leave coaching in Hawaii.
I wasn't planning on getting down a Rich Hill rabbit hole. You said, is this real?
Drafted in 2002 by the Cubs. Huh.
Here, let's see. What are some of the... I'd just like to read you a few of the responses to the Royals signing Rich Hill.
Okay. All responses on Facebook or what?
On Twitter, because I think it's fun to read people's reactions to
what
happened.
Did you guys still know Rich Hill was trying to play baseball?
It said he pitched four games in relief for the Red Sox last year, like you said. So he was he was at one point in the bigs.
Mm-hmm.
One person just said legend. You know, good for him, right? It's like, why? It said, if we were going to go this route, why not just bring back Grinke? Maybe you wouldn't have, you know, like, I don't think Greinke's going to Omaha for starters.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Let's see. What else? Someone says, I want Rich Hill to do this for the rest of eternity.
Barry Zito was drafted the same year as Rich Hill. Okay?
Barry Zito?
Yeah. How about that name? I haven't heard that in a long time.
Honestly, we got to be rooting for him to break the record at this point. Can we do a big thing at the stadium? I just want to do a thing where we congratulate him on making it for 14 teams. As you said, it's a record, right?
Well, you want to have a sign that says Richard Mountain?
I think we should have a crew together, you know, to celebrate his accomplishment. If he actually made it to the big leagues, he would be breaking a major league record for the number of teams in which he's played for.
It's crazy.
Major league record should be honored. People care about stats in baseball, as you know. Maybe less than they used to, but they still care. We can all go out there to support Rich Hill. And yeah, I think we'll go by, for our purposes...
Oh, we'll
his
have
nickname.
The, yeah. I think we actually can say it. Just we're not doing it today. Too. I think we can say it's somebody's name. Just today doesn't seem like a great day to do that. But yeah, Richard Mountain. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Man.
Congrats. As far as the strength of schedule stuff you're talking about, I think ultimately it's just the Royals have the fifth toughest schedule the rest of the way in baseball. And a lot of people have looked at the AL Central and said, hey, these teams are winning, but their strength of schedule is not great. Well, that all sorts itself out. The Royals still have nine against the White Sox, which is a luxury that they have, as so do other teams in the AL Central. But they have the fifth toughest strength of schedule the rest of the way. They will be plenty tested. Nobody will be, don't worry about anybody complaining about who you've played, who you haven't played. That all sorts itself out. And when we're in the middle of June or July, nobody's going to care what the strength of schedule is.
No, I just like a lot of it just goes back to the same thing. Like you're getting hung up on the wrong stuff is my opinion. As in, and there's way too much time in the schedule. I think it was Vern a couple of days ago on the thing had said, hey, you know, don't lose your mind yet. Don't check the schedule every day. But I'll be honest, it's hard. I do like checking the schedule every day because I like knowing what the Guardians did, what the Tigers did, what the Twins did, because I do wonder whether or not these things are going to work themselves out in the long run when it comes to their ability to beat winning teams. But I already know they can make the playoffs if they don't. Like, the Royals are not screwed if they can't figure out how to beat winning teams every day, you know? Like, they'll be all right.
People are asking how he got the nickname. His teammates, the story is, his teammate Brock Holt thought it'd be funny to call him the other name for Richard, and then Mountain for Hill, creating the moniker Rich Mountain.
I'm choosing peace this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Congrats to Rich Hill.
Yeah. Congratulations. Enjoy Omaha, man.
Tomorrow, we'll talk to Josh Vernier. All things Rich Hill, I can promise you, tomorrow with Vern. Drew, you are off to Florida, my man.
I am.
Enjoy the next couple days. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Plenty of golfing, it sounds like, for you.
Yes,
in your
plenty
future.
Of golfing, plenty hopefully of golfing. Warm weather. See you guys Monday.
All right, man. Up next, C-Dot and Rob on the Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.